Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about a business that when it came to town, we thought we were big time. And this business probably has had more cars drive around in its parking lot than any other business in town. We are talking about McDonald's. We're going to be speaking to its owner, Al Nara, who brought McDonald's to Nicholasville many years ago. The history of that store and him. We'll do that in just a moment after this word from our sponsors, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to think about and remember and learn about people, places, and things of Jessamine County. Today I have with me a gentleman who has been in our county for quite some time, and he was, I guess the way to describe it, he was somewhat of a celebrity when he came here because of what he did. He brought McDonald's to our town, and Nicholasville, we thought we were something. Al Nara, good morning.
Thanks, Doug. Nice to be here.
I'm glad you're here as we talk about how McDonald's got to be in Jessamine County and the road it took. Now, I know from talking to you at other times, you're not a native of Kentucky, but we claim you because you've been here long enough to be one of us. Tell us about how you got your start, where you were born, and what you kind of did before McDonald's came about.
My wife and I taught school in Ohio. And I decided I didn't really want to teach school for 30 years, so yeah. We got involved in searching for other things and applied at McDonald's, and fortunately was accepted. They offered us the restaurant in Nicholasville.
Mm-hmm. Now, why McDonald's? Was there something that lit a bulb in your head to say, this is where we need to be?
Well, when I was in college, believe it or not, I did a research paper about McDonald's and franchising and Ray Kroc, and that got me thinking about it, and I said, well, this is the appropriate one if I ever get into the business.
Now, before that, had you or Carol One either worked in any kind of a restaurant setting?
No. My father had a grocery store, so that's where I was working since the sixth grade.
So you were in a service business, but not you were serving food, but not serving food.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So this was something extremely new for you guys to get into, and I'm sure it was pretty scary too.
It was, but it was a team effort. My wife has been a saint for all these years. Her official responsibility was seating and decor. She made all those decisions because I don't know colors, but she was terrific, and she was an understanding partner. She still is.
Sure.
But when I, you know the definition of split shift. I'm sure you have it a lot, but I had many split shifts where I would work lunch, come home, take a nap, come back, work dinner, go home, play with the kids, come back, and work the after football game rush. So
yeah.
She was very understanding and loving and understood the whole situation.
Well, now, speaking of her, and we'll get off the McDonald's line for a minute, she had an equally or even harder job. She was a mom. Tell us about your kids and what they're doing now.
Our oldest is Stephanie, and she is in the business with me. She does all the public relations and marketing. My son Tyler is an owner with me. And my son Jason is a teacher at Sayre School in Lexington, and we have one son that lives in Arizona. He went out there to play basketball, and he's been there ever since.
Grandkids,
we have eight. Three others that...
Kind of grandkids.
Yes.
And I'm sure none of them are spoiled.
No,
at all. And that's probably yours and Carol's main job right now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a great job description. Take care of those kids.
Now, let's go back to the path. You were school teachers. What did you teach?
I taught a business program where the senior students worked in the morning, and they worked in retailing in the afternoon. And I went and checked on them, made sure they were learning properly and showing up on time, and they got a high school credit for it.
And that had to be valuable in your later life with McDonald's, that experience.
I think the combination of what I was teaching and my working in the grocery store and retailing helped me in my interviews with McDonald's.
It had to. What did Carol teach?
Carol Todd Engley.
So both of you decide, okay, it's time to do something, or at least you decided that, and she decided
to
do
it. No, we decided it collectively.
You were together, okay. And McDonald's is the one. Now, kind of set us through, and I'm sure it's different now, but at that point in time, you don't just walk into corporate headquarters and say, I want a McDonald's. It's got to be harder than that. What was involved?
Well, I had to go through probably a 3 or 4 interview process before they accepted me into the program. Mm-hmm. Once they accepted me in the program, I had to work in a restaurant with no pay for 500 hours before they officially decided I was eligible for a restaurant.
Wow.
If somehow I didn't want to work the grill or didn't know how to talk to customers, mm-hmm. They would reject me after that. But fortunately, they accepted me after the 500 hours, and I just waited for the opportunity that something would arise.
Do most people that aren't accepted, surely to goodness, they don't make the whole 500? I mean, I would think
no.
They would know beforehand.
Yes, yeah. And actually, the 500 40 years ago is now 2,000.
Oh, really?
Right.
And you know, it's kind of hard for me as a person outside looking in to imagine that there could be any more places to put a McDonald's. But I guess there's always markets, especially in the United States and around the world, isn't there?
Probably more around the world. We have 25,000 restaurants, I think, around the world. But there are a lot of markets that still have a lot of possibilities.
Now, you go through the training, you get the 500 hours, they look at you and your wife and say, okay, we're ready now, you can have it. But you were in Cleveland, is that right?
Yes.
How in the world did you make it to Nicholasville?
The region at the time was Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, and they didn't want me in Ohio because they didn't want me to be giving relatives jobs, mm-hmm. and free food, etc. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to be in Indiana. So we wanted to be in Kentucky.
Now, were there several markets open in Kentucky at that time?
There were a couple, but we chose Nicholasville.
And was there any particular reason?
It was a great town.
Yeah.
We loved it.
So you came here and checked it out.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now, the tour of the town that we got the first day that we're here started where our restaurant is now.
Yeah.
And the gentleman drove me to Edgewood.
And that was it.
And he said, okay, that's it. What do you want to do now?
And at that time, I guess there was 3 stoplights downtown. And when you're talking about where they is now, that was farmland. Well, I guess there was some small houses kind of in that area, a little past where you are right now. But that was pretty much farm from at that point, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Were you in Cleveland proper or out in a suburb? Or
we were in suburbs of Cleveland.
But even then, this was probably a really small place compared to where you were used to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you've said Cleveland more times than I did in the first 20 years that I was. I didn't want anybody to know that I was from the north. So, but I'll remember the first time we flew here to check it out, we landed at the old airport in Lexington. And mm-hmm. if you remember how small it was, and I got off the plane and I said, well, we must be at the wrong airport. Where's the other one?
Came to Nicholasville. Now, for people that may be, oh gosh, that may be in our community, first off, let me ask this question. When did you move from the first location to where you are now?
We opened in 75 and we moved to where we are now on Main Street in 1989.
Okay, so anybody in our audience who is new to our community since 1989, the first location that you opened was across from what is now David's Trailer Sales, right next door to Pizza Hut. It's now the City of Nicholasville Utility Building. And at that time, there was a house that sat there. A fellow named Bill Carter worked at Farmers Bank, owned that house, and it burned. Now, was McDonald's involved in picking out where your restaurant would be, or is that your choice? Did you just have to come and find a place to put it?
No. McDonald's finds their own real estate.
Yeah.
They don't want the operators to find real estate, so they found the real estate, negotiated the deal with Bill, mm-hmm. and then called me and said, here's where it's going to be. Do you want it?
Now, did they decide the size of it, the way it would look? Because I think you told me that the first one we had didn't have a drive-thru, right?
Oh, didn't have a drive-thru, didn't have a playland.
Did any of them have drive-thrus?
No, our first drive-thru in the state, we actually opened in Harrodsburg in 1976.
Oh, okay, so none of them did, but did all of them pretty much look the same?
It depended on the size of the lot.
Mm-hmm.
We had no choice of the size of the building. All we chose, as I mentioned earlier, was the, as my wife picked out, the seating and
mm-hmm.
the core.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the basic decisions that we had to make.
Yeah.
McDonald's pretty much made everything other, all the other decisions.
So you get your McDonald's started, and it's building, and it's we're going to have one. Everybody's a buzz in our town. I remember it so very well, because as I told you in another setting, used to be, when I was a little boy, my mother would take my brother and I to Lexington to the doctor, and it was our treat to be able to go to the McDonald's up past the New Circle Exchange. So when you came to here, oh man, I thought we were New York City. You know, we had this McDonald's. You get the McDonald's open. Did the initial response surprise you?
No, I think we opened very quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Although we had a grand opening celebration, but we eased into it, and that gave us some time to figure out what we were doing, because we were new to it, even though we had all that training.
Mm-hmm.
And we were not overwhelmed initially, but the community was great to us, as they still are.
Right. Now, at that time, McDonald's as a whole didn't have the menu they have now, as far as the volume of things, the number of things. What were some of the things that have been around since then that we still see at a McDonald's?
Well, the biggest thing is we did not have breakfast in 1975 when we opened.
Yeah.
All the operators, when they tried to introduce breakfast in 1977, I think, were a little skeptical about it,
mm-hmm.
because there was a limited menu. I think we had Egg McMuffin, hotcakes, cinnamon rolls, maybe.
Yeah.
But obviously, that is the biggest change that's happened since we opened.
Yeah. And, of course, on the other menu, I guess you had, what, the Big Mac? Is that pretty much one? Is that kind of the oldest thing that's on the menu?
Well, besides hamburgers and cheeseburgers.
Regular hamburger,
yes.
Cheeseburger. And you had French fries, and I guess you had shakes.
Correct.
And maybe a sundown dessert. That was about it, wasn't it?
Apple pies.
Yeah.
I don't even think we had sundaes then. We just had milkshakes.
Yeah. And it evolved as it went. What's some of the more unusual things McDonald's has tried over the years? And before you answer that, I did some research and pulled a few items that are found in McDonald's in other countries. And it's pretty amazing. In Germany, in fact, they have a triple bratwurst sausage burger, which makes sense in Germany that you would have that. I thought one of the oddest ones, though, and I'm really glad you don't serve this, Al, is the McPumpkin omelet sandwich in Hungary. It's a vegetable hash brown and egg on a pumpkin seed bun. So we are finding that you go to different countries, they kind of go along with their cuisine. But in America, it's kind of the same thing. We don't have things that they have in those places, like the black bun in China.
Right. You also can get beer and wine in some restaurants, some McDonald's in Europe.
Really? Over there, they'll do that.
Right.
But what about America? What's some of the things that have come down the pike in McDonald's? First off, what were some of the great things that kind of set the tone for restaurant business? McDonald's, of course, known for its fries, but there's got to be other things, too.
Well, obviously, the Quarter Pounder and the Big Macs have been a standard for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest new item that we have kept, it's not new anymore, but it's terrific, are mm-hmm. chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. How many kids have been raised on chicken nuggets? Mine were, mine were absolutely,
that's right.
And the Happy Meals, no telling. I'd
right.
love to know
right.
how many toys they're probably still laying around my house from those Happy Meals.
They might
meals.
Be worth something. If
they could be. Yeah. They could be. So you have this McDonald's here, and in 1989, you decide, okay, we need to move. That's when you made your move to the north end, where you are across from, let's see, where are you? Next to Speedway, I guess, right?
Yes, yes.
Was that just because of size or the town shift? What caused that?
Well, the town shifted a little because the bypass had opened maybe the year before that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the old Walmart was next to us
mm-hmm.
Before it moved across the street. So the town shifted a little, so we moved about a mile up the road.
Now, was that a corporate decision?
It was a corporate with me. They sort of encouraged me to
do it. And since then, you don't just have that. How many do you have now?
Well, in Nicholasville, we have three. The Bypass.
Right.
And then Brandon Road, opened in 7 or 8 years ago.
Sure. And then you have some other towns? Is that
we
right?
have two in Lexington, one at Palomar, and one on Harrisburg Road, which we just relocated about four blocks. And then Lancaster and Stanford.
Great. So you've got them all over Central Kentucky. And you know, one of the things that, yeah, McDonald's has provided food to a lot of people. But locally and community-wise, you all have provided a lot of things other than just food. One of them is jobs. It would be hard to tell how many kids that you have gotten started on their way. I don't know how many people I went to school with that worked with McDonald's and still do. That's kind of a good place to get started. And you've had a lot of people that have gone on to do some major things in their career. They got to start with you.
Well, a lot of them did, and I'm very proud of the fact. And they come back and they talk to me. A lot of the careers that I'm aware of, and maybe there are others, an accountant, teachers, a nurse. Young lady that I know that our latest that was a nurse, she worked with us when she wasn't studying to be a nurse. Mm-hmm. And that might have been one day a week or 2 days a week. And when she became a full-time nurse, we had a big party for her. So we were very proud of her. We have a judge, we have a policeman, a bank president, retail managers, a pilot. We have one that worked for us 10 months a year.
Yeah.
And the other 2 months, she worked at Keeneland. Which was terrific.
And there's so many now from our school system that do work there and get their start and get a good feel of how it is to work not only in a fast food, but in a business setting, too, and how to treat customers. And I guess that is probably the most important thing that comes out of it is the way you treat people.
Right. Eye-to-eye contact and have fun with them and make sure they're taken care of. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And of course, McDonald's has always been a place, at least the one here, has always been a gathering place. Now, I remember when I was in high school and you were at the first location, that was kind of the end of the loop when you drive back and forth on Friday or Saturday nights. And I know, I think I talked to you one time before that there's no telling how much asphalt has been used up in your parking lot because that's what you did, folks. We would get in cars with our buddies and we would go to McDonald's and we'd drive and we'd go to Edgewood and we'd come back and we'd sit for a while and talk. Man, a lot of people have done that in your place.
Yes, probably too many. But fortunately, we always watched it and observed it. And I talked to some adults later on who used to do that. And I said, why'd you guys do that? Mm-hmm. And they said, well, there was nothing else to do in Nicholasville, and we didn't want to drive to Lexington.
Right.
And I think gas was, 39 cents a gallon
probably,
at the time.
So. Probably. But it was good memories. I mean, you could hang out in this parking lot. And you know those kids, and they always bought something to drink at least, and some fries, maybe a cheeseburger after the ball games. Because at that time, there really was you, I guess, and maybe Burger Queen. Was that about the only fast food restaurants in town? I think it was.
Well, there was, and I'm not sure exactly, but I think Long John's was here.
Right, but as far as a place for a kid to hang it after a ball game, McDonald's was where you went. I mean, that was the place to go. And, of course, you always treated everybody so nice and let us hang out and loiter, if you will. But, you know, that's part of helping the community, too.
Right, right. We enjoyed doing it.
And speaking of that, that's something else I want to touch on, too, is how you have helped the community. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there who have gone to a lot of church outings or sporting outings, and I'm talking about Little League baseball and football, and they've seen the big McDonald's cooler with the orange drink, and you've done that kind of stuff. But there's one thing I want you to touch on, if you'll tell us a little bit about, because I know you were really involved in this, and that's the Ronald McDonald House. Tell us how that got started and what happens there.
Well, that's the best question you've asked me, I think. I'm very proud to say that we're involved with the Ronald McDonald House. It's a home away from home that's in, actually it's on UK's campus. They gave it to us for 100 years for a dollar a year.
Wow.
It has 21 bedrooms and it takes care of children with cancer needs and their families who can't afford or don't want to stay in an expensive hotel somewhere else in Lexington. And they also get to bond with other families that have similar situations. There are now 354 houses around the world.
Wow. Now, this one in Lexington was the first one in Kentucky?
I'm not sure of that.
But the first one in this area, how did you get the idea? I mean, just because there was others that were successful?
Well, at the time, we had heard about the first one, which was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that came about through the Philadelphia Eagles football team getting together with McDonald's because one of the players' daughters was sick. And so we went to McDonald's and 4 years later and said, we'd like to put one of these in Lexington. And they said, you're too small to have one. And we said, you don't know Lexington. We'll take care of it. We'll raise the money and we'll make sure it happens. And sure enough, we raised $1 million. The house opened debt-free. And we've had 21 bedrooms in the house for all those years. And pretty much full all the time.
Well, and it's got to be so helpful to those families. Not only, and you just mentioned this, Al, it's not only a place to sleep and know that you're close to your child, but to interact with families who are going through the same thing you are. That's got to probably be as important as anything that you do.
Absolutely. If you go there at dinner time, you'll see families from Southern Kentucky and maybe in Ohio somehow that just happen to get together and start talking about what's happening with their child, and it's great for them.
And you need that support. You know, we were talking before the program about my situation, and people need people, don't they? And I think McDonald's as a whole has understood that. And from what I've seen McDonald's do and their charities and helping people, that in fact, today, when you turn on a McDonald's commercial and see Ronald, you were talking about one time that it's not the French fries he's pushing. They're pushing other things that's important to our society.
Well, Ronald is a great clown. But he's also an ambassador for McDonald's and the brand. And he talks a lot about eating healthy and staying active. Mm-hmm. And it's very important nowadays. It's always been, but it's more obvious now.
Do you and Carol, have you ever thought we shouldn't have done this? Has there ever been a regret?
No. Actually, I'll tell you, when we moved here, we said we're going to give it 2 years.
Yeah.
If we don't like it, we'll do something else. Well, about a month into that 2 years, I said, we're not moving back. We're not going anywhere. This is it.
Yeah.
We love it.
And this is home.
And we've been very happy ever since. And I'm still very passionate about the business, and it's a great business to be in.
And any plans of doing more?
That's up to McDonald's, but we've got our hands full right now, and we're very proud of the restaurants we have and the communities we're in, and we enjoy giving back to the community.
It's amazing how it has evolved, too. And, you know, I guess the one thing was mentioning going to that McDonald's on Nicholasville Road when I was a boy, the number of people served worldwide, and it finally got up to where they just started writing, I think, billions. I can remember when they used to have the number. Back years ago, and how it has evolved and how McDonald's has been an important part of our community in a lot of ways. And it's not just, you know, for you, it has been a career and a good career for you to raise your family, but it's more than that. And that's what's nice about having a career like that, is that you can enjoy seeing the fruits of your labors, if you will.
Well, I use the word passion, and I think that's what you have to have. You wake up in the morning and you say, okay, not that it's a task to go to work,
right?
But you enjoy going to work and talking to the customers, talking to the employees, and how can I help you, and what's going on, and what's not working, let me help you fix it, and make it a complete day.
And you know, we were talking a while ago about some of these employees that you've had that's gone on to do other things. You've had several employees that have stayed with you and made a career of it too. So it's been good in that sense, and that people have thought, well, this is my starter job, and they've ended up retiring from McDonald's.
Right, yeah. Right. We want them to come in as a starter job, and if they want to make it a career, we'd love to have them. And some of our people that have started in Nicholasville are managing in Stanford or Lancaster or elsewhere. But if they want to go elsewhere and make it a career in their own field, we're happy for them. I want to encourage them to do that. When employees come to me and say, Mr. Nara, I've worked for you 2 years, but I'm going to go to UK now. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled for them.
Sure, and just thankful that you had a part in their
right,
in their career.
Right.
Hard question now, and I've asked this on this show a lot of different times. If at the end of the time, what's a word that you'd like for people to describe Al Nara?
Passionate.
Good
I
one.
Think.
Good
I think one. Passionate about the business, passionate about my family, passionate about our communities that we serve, And I think that's the word.
And I think you've proven it from what I have been able to see and know for all these years with you. Well, I sure do appreciate you coming in. Our time is drawn to a close, but I do want to say on behalf of all of us here in Jessamine County how much we appreciate the contribution that you have made and Carol has made and your family has made to our community. You know, anybody can open up a restaurant, but to make it successful and to be a great part of a town in a lot of ways takes special people, and you all have done that, and I appreciate it. And I know there's a lot of people out there that appreciate McDonald's of Nicholasville and you and your family and what you've done for us.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for you and for your family over the years, many years. Many more than I've been here.
And I'm just glad that we had your place to eat. I mean, you can kind of tell by looking at me that I love those double cheeseburgers with extra bacon. Thank you, Al. My thanks to Al Nair for coming in this morning and talking about McDonald's, a great place that holds a lot of memories for a lot of people. Well, we appreciate you coming in on Saturday mornings and listening to All Things Jessamine, the show where we like to learn and remember things about our county. We'll do it again next Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, and it's all for you right here on Jessamine County's hometown radio station, Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.